know about you guys, but back in my day, I had to work for my Halloween candy.
I love how the youngest person in the room is going, back in my day.
Well, I used to have to walk uphill to school both ways. Well, Middle Tennessee has one red-hot team, and that is the Vengeful Commodores.
They haven't had a record like this in something like 80 years.
Yeah.
This is record-breaking.
I think they were the only team in the league back then.
Yeah. Back when they wore leather helmets.
They had a little advantage. Yeah. So this is certainly a huge time for Vanderbilt. They're getting on the national stage as far as people's attention.
Right, the College Game Day was there on Saturday.
Usually the people, they were there like totally like celebrating Vandy's newfound success. And they had a really fun thing, which is something they usually do where they let somebody kick a field goal. And if they make it, they can win $500,000 and $250,000 for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
And so they picked a Vanderbilt sophomore.
You were the high school kicker for your team?
A few games. I might have stepped in.
Oh, all right, so here's the deal. One kick only. $500,000. Okay?
And he did.
Tyler Wang hits the biggest ball we have seen. You murdered that, brother. What is the first dollar going to be spent on? Those degrees you're getting right now?
Yeah, probably helping my parents help me out with that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For some reference, too, they hardly ever make the field goal.
Yeah, they usually don't make it.
Yeah, so it was a big deal.
Because it's like somebody random out of the crowd who doesn't have experience doing it.
Yep.
So I was talking to a Vandy alum who was there while College Game Day was there, and he told me why they probably never make the field goal usually.
Okay. Hmm.
He said, because they choose the person who's going to be making the attempt 2 hours before they have to do it, and then they make them just sit there and wait.
Oh, so they're not allowed to practice or anything?
No.
Oh,
they can't go anywhere. They can't do anything to take their mind off it. So
nervous and keyed up about it.
If I submitted my name into winning this and kicking, I would be practicing on my own.
Yeah.
So
sure.
I mean, to be fair, they should be practicing. And I've seen a lot of videos of kids practicing before College Game Day comes to their campus and stuff.
But having to sit there 2 hours, don't do anything.
Yeah.
Thinking about this one.
Yeah, all the pressure.
Yeah.
No warming up. Yeah. No running out there and just getting ready.
Was anybody from the Tennessee Titans there to sign this kid?
I know.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A lot of people thought this would be a game changer. Chick-fil-A with a vending machine.
Mm.
They thought, all right, that's great.
I would love that. I love me some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But apparently they only had one. It was at a hospital in Atlanta, and they only sold chips and also wraps.
Oh.
And like Chick-fil-A, it was closed on Sundays.
Oh, no.
People just went and unplugged it.
Not even the vending machine would work on the Lord's Day.
Dang. I
mean, put the sandwiches in there and just put a little microwave on the side.
Yeah.
Come on. We'll settle for that.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still delicious. So 5 million pounds of chicken that went to hotels and restaurants is being recalled because it could have metal in it.
Yikes.
Oh.
They said the metal came from the conveyor belt that worked on the in the chicken processing facility at Hormel. So I guess it's only at restaurants and hotels where they should be getting rid of it. But and if you want to check, just bring a refrigerator magnet from home and hold it up to your food.
To it.
Golly, that's crazy.
Yipes.
Well, BNA has ranked again in top 10 for sports fan-friendly airports in the U.S. With selling sports memorabilia, sports bars. I do like the sports bars that they have at BNA. Yeah. That's usually where I'll go.
Titans, Nashville SC, Preds.
Yeah, I love them. But I got to say, if the traffic remains as bad as it's been, no one's going to be able to experience the sports bars because no one's going to be able to get into BNA.
That's right. Or if you do, you're going to get there so late, you're not going to be able to stop at any of those
places. Yeah, you're going to see it from afar.
It's time for another Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses. And by the way, we know they're terrible jokes. But we are constantly reminded on Facebook Those are terrible jokes. We know.
Yeah. That's why there's so much shame if somebody laughs.
Yes. All right. The laughter must end now. The joke-off begins.
Woody, did you know that if you sneeze and fart at the same time, your body takes a screenshot?
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
That's true. Good.
Jim, my friend Jack claims that he can communicate with vegetables. That's right. Jack and the beans talk.
Ooh.
There. The bar is pretty low.
What do you know? A good wife will always be your side, by your side during the bad times.
Yes.
Mostly to remind you what you should have done if you just listened to her.
Jim, never goose a ghost. You'll just end up with a handful of sheet. Little Halloween joke.
My friend handed me two kayak paddles and asked, which one do you want? And I said, either or.
Ooh.
Jim, what do you call a waffle that gets dropped on the beach?
I don't know.
San Diego.
He's so proud of yourself on that one.
It's my hometown.
San Diego?
San Diego.
Ego.
Let go of my San Diego. Best jokes need to be explained.
Where do rainbows go when they've broken the law? Prism.
Prism.
Ooh. It's always a light sentence, though.
Jim, I should have never flushed my wooden shoes. Now the toilet is clogged.
Oh.
God, that was terrible.
First rule of cleaning. While listening to music, the toilet brush is never a microphone. Never.
It's actually a good safety tip.
Yeah.
Jim, I wrote a song about tortillas. Well, actually, it was more of a rap.
My doctor said I need to eat more greens, so I'm switching to mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Jim, I once dated a girl that was a ghost. I became suspicious when she walked through the door.
Deep thought. When you clean out a vacuum cleaner, you become a vacuum cleaner.
I will show you. That was my next joke. So I kind of saw it coming. You know what was more useful than the first telephone, Jim?
What?
The second telephone. It's like having one walkie-talkie. Still a lot of fun.
What is it?
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. John Bon Jovi, kind of a cool dude. Not only his restaurant here, but nationwide, they're offering free food for furloughed employees during the government shutdown. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah,
that's
really
that's
cool.
That's nice.
Good.
Nice
people could use it.
Yeah. We were talking off the air about trick-or-treating, how it's kind of coming to an end, and it's being replaced by trunk-or-treating.
Yeah, I think it started kind of with churches and stuff, but now and now it's like schools are doing it and just different communities. I don't know about you guys, but back in my day, I had to work for my Halloween candy.
I love how the youngest person in the room is going, back in my day.
Well, I used to have to walk uphill to school both ways.
We had to put in miles to get the candy we wanted to get. And we had to scout the neighborhoods and the houses for the best candy. And we had to go in like haunted houses. We had to talk to people and knock on doors.
Had to say please and thank you.
Yeah. Oh, all of it. Yeah.
I know. I see some kids that are old enough to walk, but they're still being carted around pulled by their parents in like some kind of little stroller or vehicle.
Right.
You know, like a plastic thing. Then. They're like, okay, well, let them get up and walk. So like, when they eat the candy, they're burning some of it off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a minivan with the door slid open. They just go from house to house and stop. And they just, it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. I can understand if it's like pouring rain or something, you know,
sure,
but like.
But it's just being lazy.
Yeah. If I have a golf cart, that golf cart is for me. You're walking house to house.
Right.
I'm following you, making sure nobody steals you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back in the day when you would scout out the good candy in certain houses, maybe you go home and change costumes and come back and get more.
Oh, yeah. I knew kids that got into, like, their parents would drop them off at the more wealthy neighborhoods mm-hmm. where they were giving out full size candy bars.
Oh, yeah.
12 ounce soda cans
instead of raisins.
Another thing that seems to be trending is people are trick or treating or trunk or treating the weekend before mm-hmm. Halloween.
Oh, this past weekend, everybody was doing it. Yeah.
Almost every church in Murfreesboro had something going on this weekend. Yeah.
So why? Yeah. Because Halloween this year is on a Friday, so it's not as though, you know, they need to get back for bed or anything.
I don't know. Maybe we just lose track because they start putting the Halloween candy out sometime in July.
Right.
Just go like, it must be Halloween now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's next weekend.
Maybe it's a ploy to just start celebrating Christmas sooner.
Well, that's it. It's like
that's right.
Walmart's. I had to go and buy folding chairs at Walmart. I thought I'll go into the garden section, and it was all Christmas. It's already, it's too late.
They've already moved it out.
Jeez.
Ho, ho, ho.
But then if you do trunk or treat, are you still allowed to egg the car?
It's easier to get caught.
If they give out pencils. Yeah. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It is Gender Wars time. Brought to you by our sponsor. It's Tree Fellers. When you have trees you need gone from your yard, Tree Fellers can take care of you. Go to localtreefellers.com for all the information. We have Hayden and Samantha, neighbors in Thompson Station, ready to go at it. Good morning, you guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Samantha, are you more like your mother or your father?
Probably my dad. I look like my mom, but I'm definitely more like my dad personalized. He was just very no-nonsense, like pretty tough.
Nice.
And that's you.
Okay.
That's me.
All right, good for you.
All right, neighbor Hayden, what about you? What do you look like? Who are you more like, your mother or your father?
I'll go flip the answer. I probably look a little bit more like my dad, but I think act and personality is more like my mom.
All right. Okay.
It's weird how that works.
Yeah. It is. Sometimes that is how it works.
You're a combo of the two.
All right, we start with the multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Samantha is the mascot of Mack Trucks. An eagle, a lion, or a bulldog?
An eagle.
No.
Oh, shoot.
No, I'd say it's a bulldog.
Mm. All right, Hayden. In Pretty Woman, was Richard Gere's character afraid of spiders, heights, or dogs?
Heights.
Yes.
That's right. Correct. All right, it's 1-0.
Okay, bounce back with this one, Samantha. RBI is a baseball statistic. What do the letters RBI stand for?
Runs batted in.
Yes!
Yeah.
Good job.
Well done.
All right, Hayden, what part of your face do you typically apply blush to?
Cheeks.
Yes.
Cheeks. All right.
Not the way I use it, but good. all right, Samantha. Monkey, pipe, and Allen are variations of what hand tool?
Wrenches.
They are wrenches.
Nice.
You got it.
All right. So if Hayden gets this, he wins. Hayden, what Nashville TV station is home to the Bachelor and Bachelorette shows?
Oh, my gosh. ABC, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Channel 2. You got it.
Well done.
All right.
A close battle, but you are the winner, Hayden.
Yeah.
Battle of the neighborhood. Hayden, you've got tickets to go see Brian Adams and a certificate of bragification, which you can have blown up at Staples and put on the side of your house so Samantha's got to see it.
Congratulations in the cul-de-sac.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Congratulations. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
During the weekend, people were voting on the worst Halloween candy, Circus Peanuts or Tootsie Rolls.
In a first in the history of this contest, which is nearly a week old.
Yes.
We have a unanimous decision. There was not one vote that didn't say Circus Peanuts.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a clean sweep.
People had some strong opinions about Circus Peanuts, and they're all bad.
The candy that tastes like the material that makes those giant walking shoes Grandpa uses at the mall.
Ooh, yeah.
Only it melts in your mouth, creating an orange sludge.
Blech.
It does. It has the consistency of like an inner sole of a shoe.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. I kind of like them.
Do you like them?
Yeah, just a few.
Okay.
Yeah, give me five of them and I'm going to get sick. Give me four and I'm happy.
All right, now we move on to the next level.
Who's going at it in this round, Gina?
We have Bit of Honey versus Raisins. We're in the final four.
Okay.
Which is worse, Bit of Honey or Raisins?
Raisins, who are, you know, chocolate chip impersonators, and Bit of Honey that'll pull your braces out.
Yeah, these both are just like, bleh. And we're doing karaoke with these in our, like, it could be one of these in our mouths.
It's one of the week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever one that wins.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're kind of heroes if you think about it.
We are.
You can go on Facebook and vote. We'll have the results tomorrow morning. How was our weekend, y'all?
It was good.
Yeah.
I'm a little sore. Did a lot of yard work on Saturday before the rain was coming.
Yeah, because it rained pretty much all day yesterday.
Yeah. And went out to dinner, had a steak dinner with in-laws, and that we had a really nice time. And then I rented a car because mine's being worked on, and I got a Jeep.
Ooh.
Which so you know the formalities that we have to wave to everybody else who has a Jeep, and you also have to put, you know, rubber ducks.
I'm in the Jeep club.
Nice.
Although it seems so weird because I'm just such a pavement princess. It's like, hey, I have this thing that can drive over logs and stuff. Yeah. But I won't.
But I won't. When I go over rough terrain, it's a pothole in the Kroger parking lot.
Yep.
That's great.
So was your weekend as quiet as you thought it would be, Gina?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like I'm in a relaxing hangover almost, kind of. Maybe not relaxing, but yeah, I went to the gym both days, but then rode my couch the entire weekend and just watched football both days. We watched church from home. So even we didn't even really get out.
Yeah.
So it was nice. Yeah.
Cool. We had Ollie, my grandson's last soccer game on Saturday morning. And of course, you had to go out to the soccer fields and you have to bring chairs.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, the chairs, they're in my wrecked car, which is at the collision place. So I said, all right. So it's like a half hour before the game. I'll run to like Walmart and get some chairs.
Yeah.
So I go in through the garden section there at Walmart and I think, okay, they'll have some chairs. Nope, it's all Christmas.
Moved out.
No. All Christmas. So I had to go back to the camping area where you only can buy the expensive ones.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they only do the cheap ones out all year.
Yeah, so I had to do that. And then we had some fun. We took Lucy, our Doberman, for a walk on Saturday because it was so nice.
It's beautiful.
And yesterday we went to visit some friends and family down in Mount Pleasant. So it's
cool.
Nice. Welcome back to the Walter Hill landfill of comedy. We call it the Woody and Jim joke off, where we tell terrible jokes, awful jokes, back and forth. Somebody will eventually laugh, and that person will be the loser.
Who'll crack?
Jim, where do duck farts come from?
I don't know, but Gina's laughing already.
Butt quacks.
Ooh.
Butt quacks.
Woody, what do you call an overly emotional cow? Moody. That's terrible.
Jim, I felt very accomplished. I finished a jigsaw puzzle in just 3 days, and the box said 5 to 7 years.
Thank you. You know how they throw the ball into the crowd after somebody scores a touchdown?
Yeah.
Apparently, you're not allowed to do that in bowling. I should just laugh. Wow. It ended early. That got you.
Wow.
I started picturing it, didn't you?
I didn't see that. Yeah. I'm thinking,
a bowling ball flying into the crowd.
And yeah.
Wow.
I admit defeat.
That was good.
That was a good joke.
A ceremonial.
That was actually a good joke.
One extra joke for each of us.
Okay.
Just because it ended so quickly.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Jim, you know that I am is the shortest sentence in the English language. I do is the longest sentence. Divorce guy joke, you guys. Hey! Woo!
All right, here's my last one.
All right.
I got to use it today.
Okay.
It's almost October 31st.
Yes.
Which means all the cobwebs and dust in my house become Halloween decorations.
Monday morning, what better time for a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
This is a miracle, but it was so scary. As a car in Texas had gone off the road and flipped, ejecting the mother and a baby from the car.
Wow.
And a baby was trapped underneath the car.
Whoa.
So police officers and other people who had stopped along the side of the road to help actually had to pull together and lift the car to get the baby out from underneath.
I think the baby's underneath. Keep moving, keep moving, keep moving.
Oh my God. They were able to drag the baby out, but the baby wasn't breathing. So they had to do CPR and chest compressions on a tiny baby.
Oh, wow.
Until the best sound ever.
No
baby
kidding.
Baby crying, meaning she's breathing again.
Oh,
man.
And mother and baby are doing well in the hospital.
Oh, really?
Hospital.
So the mother
was
okay, too?
They're going to make a full recovery.
That's amazing.
New fear unlocked. Yeah. Goodness
Somebody
gracious.
Was watching over them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Okay, this is just mean. In Bath, New York, a guy was arrested because he put a lit cigar in one of those tubes they have at the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
And
How
so
rude.
It got in there and had to open it up. And I guess they say the teller actually had to have medical attention.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's kind of wimpy, too. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But, ooh.
But yeah, pretty, don't do that.
That's rude.
It's it is.
Stupid. Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So the government shutdown hitting everything pretty hard, especially air traffic controllers who were already facing a staffing shortage. Because of that shortage, they had to shut down parts of LAX yesterday so that they could accommodate the planes that were coming in, or they couldn't accommodate them, so they had to divert some. And the government benefits are running out for SNAP, which is the food assistance program.
Yeah.
It's going to be starting where people aren't going to be getting the checks they usually get to help them with groceries.
It's going to be rough. Hopefully, a layover soon.
Well, this week is Nashville Volunteer Week, and Hands On Nashville is wanting people to step up and take a shift. You can do it any day this week. And if you sign up to volunteer, you can actually win something. They're doing giveaways to Cheekwood and the Science Center, Country Music Hall of Fame. So they're trying to entice people to come out and volunteer.
Yeah,
there's a lot
of
opportunities. So I have it posted on our Facebook. If you want to go check that out, click the link and see how you can get involved.
What are we doing today, you guys? Kind of a gloomy Monday.
Yeah.
I don't have much going on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I'm supposed to do that was all outside.
It's cloudy. It's a nice nap day.
Don't have to do it.
Yeah.
It's all wet.
I'm going to go to the gym so I can kind of get that out of the way. And then have some meetings. And I need to start packing for my trip.
You're leaving later in the week.
Another wedding to go to out of town.
And I think it's the last one of the year. But I still got some baby showers.
So much pressure
More
being popular.
Just
so, you're just so popular. I'm excited because I'm getting a new bed delivered today.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, we had like one of those memory foam things, and it was kind of it was where you'd sink into it and not be able to get back up.
No more memory.
Oh, yeah.
Where I feel like I'm a turtle on its back trying to get out of the bed.
That's what I look like every morning getting out of bed right now.
I look like that, and I'm not pregnant. And
are you sure?
I don't know. I look like I'm at my third trimester right now. But we got something. It's a hybrid thing where it's got a box spring and it's got memory foam, but it's supposed to be pretty solid.
Nice.
So it's going to be delivered today.
I'll take it out of the big
expensive.
Box. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They say the mattress
oh, yeah.
company.
Oh yeah. It was expensive. Yeah. So got that going, which is nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Catch you back here tomorrow morning, Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville 93.3.